Reverend Jesse Jackson, good morning. Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Tom.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, good morning.
Morning, Tom. Tom, I'm in Flint, Michigan.
Tom, how's it going?
It is a crime scene here, Tom. They were getting pure water from Detroit Huron Lake for 50 years. They stepped away from that and tried to privatize the water, unleash that dirty water on Flint. It was so dirty, Tom, it was corroding the cars at General Motors. They pulled back. That was a sign, corroding the cars. Then people were losing their hair and breaking out in rashes and getting sick, and water was smelly and dirty. And that was another sign. Then they covered it up. That's why it's a crime scene. Now, Tom, what if they want them to pay their water bill for dirty water or lose their house?
Want
the governor, in fact, to forgive the water bill and to reform people. They shouldn't have to pay for dirty water.
Okay, and what are the chances of that happening, Rev?
Well,
everybody says they have no money.
Therein lies that they do have money. The state has a surplus, and if it's declared a disaster zone as opposed to just an emergency, the federal government has money as well. President Obama is not going to spend money unless the state spends money. In the meantime, well, the Fed chooses emergency zone over disaster zone, and Snyder withholds the money. People cannot drink the water, cannot bathe in it, cannot wash their clothes. The people are still very much in a crossfire here in Flint. They deserve better leadership than this. There's a woman set up to play the emergency manager with the emergency bond, but they suspended the democracy. The emergency manager took away the elected officials, and now the guy who messed up in Detroit in Flint is now the emergency manager over the school system in Detroit. But they keep on sticking their fingers in people's eyes in Flint. So we're going to fight back.
All right, Reverend Jesse Jackson. God bless.